Hello, everyone. This is Sally L. Corey, and welcome to Public Advocate. I am running for Public Advocate to ban vaccines in 2013, and today is my birthday. Well, I am absolutely in a celebratory mood because my friend Don Hobbs came down from upstate New York last night to celebrate with me on the Hudson River at sunset. We had a lovely time, and my friend Louis Ruleta joined us as well, and my son, and eventually my husband, and Don's daughter. We had a wonderful time. So every now and again, the stars align, and you just have a spiffy, wonderful day. I hope everyone had a great Mother's Day. I know I had a wonderful Mother's Day. I distributed a multitude of flyers, and I will post a link to what I distributed on Mother's Day. I have a wonderful poster that my friend Joe Jones made of airmail-greetings.com, which reads, Billion Toddler March for Survival, Ban Vaccines 2013. And if that poster is not up currently on the radio program flashing in rotation, I will certainly get it up so that you can see his brilliant artwork. So, let's see. Stuart Rhodes is going to be my guest today, which is such an honor. I cannot wait to interview him because a couple of years ago, I heard him speaking about how to protect one's community. And I'm hoping he'll call in soon if you want the truth, but because I don't want to, you know, tip my hat and or reveal what it is he would say because I will not be thorough and he will. But some of the things that really caught my attention were the fact that, first of all, you would have a block party to gather your neighbors together and introduce yourself and introduce the idea that your community, or at least your block, can be a self-sufficient unit in times of trouble. Basically, he is speaking in times of trouble and necessity and dire situations. But to be prepared, that's a great idea. So he said, have a block party and introduce yourself to all your neighbors if you don't already know them. I know most of them because I have a dog and he walks me up and down my block constantly. Or I like to say I walk him, but he's walking me. And so I do know most of my neighbors and I approach them, every single person I pass on my block and give them cards with informative information about vaccines, how to get exemptions, and just a myriad of information, including the ingredients within vaccines, which is 100% toxic, the diseases that result from vaccines, which are the worst diseases that exist, and also new as of 2012, it came to my attention, the intent to cause the diseases they claim to prevent. So there's nothing to keep us from banning vaccines. And if you'd like to get active, I certainly have on the local level and on the federal level. And I am still working on the state level. I'm still going at it. But anyway, I could use all hands on board right this moment because this has got to stop. The walls are closing in a myriad of states. Right now, today, Oregon has absolutely dire legislation that will leave people no option. I want to ban them because no one should even have the option to have these toxins injected into their children. And what's more, I have interviewed Jessica Plow, who said she had a basically Representative Posey at the autism hearings had brought up an issue that is unrelated to autism, but certainly is to vaccines, and that is that we were number 34 in survival rate of infants, and we're number one in inoculating infants. Well, that's through the age of one. We are number 68 in survival of first day of life for children. So on your first day of life, you would have the worst rate of survival out of 68 nations if you were born in the United States. And this has everything to do with vaccinations. And this is why I went to visit Representative Posey. I thought, this man gets it. Well, I don't know if I should have called Stuart Rhodes in advance to remind him that we are have an interview today. I know I emailed him, but perhaps I should have also called him. Or maybe he has an emergency. This man is all over the United States. I can't keep up with him. I really can't. I try, but it's almost impossible. Now, another thing I had called into someone else's radio program to ask him, I said to him, I would like to run for sheriff of New York City, but it appears that the sheriff is an appointed position by the mayor, which completely undermines the purpose of a sheriff to be appointed by another elected official. This should be an elected post, and he has suggested that I start a ballot initiative to get the sheriff to be an elected position. Well, subsequently, I have spoken to a legal expert by the name of Bert Freeman, and he suggested that, as in Denver, there are people who work for the sheriff's office, but there is no actual sheriff because it is a position that is open and does not appear on the ballot to be elected. That's fascinating, isn't it? I thought that was interesting. So he suggested that perhaps we have the same scenario here in New York, because I have read that it is an appointed position by the mayor, but he suggests that there is a position awaiting election, as in Denver. Huh. So food for thought. He also said that the position of court clerk is a very important position, and that if the sheriff's office is not available for election, the court clerk is a very important position in terms of effecting change. And that, at the end of the day, is all we're trying to do. I'm running for public advocate because I am a public advocate. You know, it's an appropriate thing to run for. But at the end of the day, what will I wind up doing? I will wind up appealing to people in higher positions who actually make the rules. The public advocate doesn't make the rules. The public advocate appeals to others who make the rules. Well, that's what I'm doing already. So as far as I'm concerned, you know. The last time I ran, I just said, for another position, I told people, do me a favor, don't vote for me, just write in banned vaccines on the ballot in every available place you can write in banned vaccines, because that is, at the end of the day, why I run, is to ban vaccines. Now, again, my guest, Stuart Rhodes, I regret tremendously not calling him in advance. However, let's see, what else does he, you know, when I started the Peace Party, and that's a New York State political committee, and I've tried to get people, our motto is cease for peace. So it's not just war, it's vaccines, it's chemtrails, it's everything that is detrimental to the well-being of everybody, of real humans, of people, you know. So it's cease for peace. So peace is what you get when you stop all the things that are wrong. And if you want to listen to my program called I Do Not Consent, there's a laundry list of things that are wrong and need to cease for peace. So anyway, let's see, what should we talk about? I wasn't prepared to give a monologue, but I guess I will have to. Perhaps I will read you the ingredients within vaccines, because they're so stunning and everybody needs to know what's going on. Oh, today there may be a vote in Maine. I don't know if you've kept up with this, but I interviewed a woman by the name of Andrea Boland. And Andrea Boland has created legislation to have doctors and healthcare workers inform parents prior to inoculating their child and remind them of their right to refuse. This is fantastic. Nurse Pamela Gary is the person who brought this to her attention. She is a holistic nurse, and a licensed nurse and a holistic nurse, and she educated Andrea Boland, representative in Maine, about this issue, and she has proposed it to 3 times. So I will post underneath this radio show how to contact the Maine legislators by phone, by email, and how and what newspapers there are for you to write to the editorial of and how to write to them. Because I have done all of these things myself, and I am trying to recruit other people to get with the program as well. Now, I called all the legislators in Maine. Half the time, you're calling them at their homes. So I left my phone number for them to get back to me and told them I'd be delighted to explain whatever it is they need, and sent out 3 separate emails to each of them, each time educating them further. So I hope by the time this vote does come today, it went to committee. And if you get even one vote in committee in Maine, which is different than other places, but in Maine, if you even get a vote yes, it will go to a full vote for the House floor. And they got Andrea Boland's bill, which is, I should know this by heart, LD-754. LD-754 got a vote of 6-5 against. Ooh, that is so close. So it's going to the floor with a vote against. And mind you, the people who sit on this committee, since it is the health committee, are doctors. And they basically spoke persuasively to encourage people not to do this, which I think is so ironic. Why wouldn't you disclose the ingredients of vaccines to parents? Why? Because they're all poison. But honestly, when I first read it, I thought, well, good for her. Now healthcare workers will know what they're doing. They will know what they're injecting children with. So I celebrated it for that reason as well as the parents knowing, because I believe that if the healthcare workers knew, they would think twice. I would hope they would think twice. And there is such a thing as a health worker's oath, which was modeled on the Oath Keeper's Oath. The healthcare worker's oath, generated by Rima Lebow, MD, is basically you say you will never vaccinate anyone. As a healthcare worker, you will never do this. And as I say, it was modeled on the Oath Keeper's Oath. So I am awaiting my honored guest, Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, to come onto my program. But let me talk further about what it is he recommends you do in order to secure your community. And that is, okay, you have a block party, you meet your neighbors, you distribute information. That's one of the things you would do. Then you have a sign kind of like, what do you call those, 10 o'clock and all as well, people to police your neighborhood, people who live here, your neighbors, to take shifts, being vigilant in terms of keeping an eye out for any disturbance within your neighborhood. Okay, and then also he recommended a specific place where you could buy food in bulk and distribute it among your neighbors, or perhaps, I don't know if he recommended this, but I've heard other people recommend it, that you get together with your neighbors and decide which vegetables and which kinds of food you will grow in your garden. And then you all get together and share the produce. Barter the produce that you all share. But whatever it is, you basically stand as a unit, independent, without needing anything from the government or from any outside emergency organization, so that you are sufficient unto yourselves for protection, for food, for, I guess, a myriad of kinds of supplies. But it was something that I thought was a very good idea, and I tried to start almost immediately after I heard it. My neighbors have not engaged with me, but I do believe that they are going to come around. And the reason I say that is when I went to Washington, there was about a week after the goings-on in Boston, Washington was practically on lockdown. There was nobody in the streets. And when I came home, there were police patrolling up and down my streets and behind my house too. So I thought, this has just gotten extreme. And for what? Really? For what? And the story kept changing from one police officer to the next. You'd ask one, well, why are you here? What are you doing? Why are you patrolling in front of my house? I mean, you're nice fellows, and I like you, but why? And because this has never happened, and I've lived here all of my life. And one fellow would say, well, there were 3 robberies. Next fellow, 4 robberies and a rape. And then my neighbor says she talked to an officer, and he said there were 18 robberies. And I'm like, they need to get their story straight, because within 24 hours, I've heard 4 different stories. And quite frankly, if there was a rape, there's probably also a sketch that goes with that, so we could all at least know who we're looking for. With a robbery, I don't expect a sketch, you know, unless they have a videotape of a person. But the fact that the story changed as dramatically as it did just made me wonder, what is in fact going on here? And as I say, I like these fellows. They're nice, but nonetheless, I don't feel it necessary. I don't feel like I need them to protect me, you know? So, anyway, it's also a waste of taxpayer money, but regardless, the fact that we're all supposed to be so scared, I'm not scared, but I think being prepared is a good idea. So this is why I had asked Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers today to come on. So let's see, what else shall we talk about? I don't know. I really don't. I've got a lot on my plate right now. I'm trying to ban vaccines in every way imaginable, and I may be going to the Autism One convention to be a speaker, which is really startling to me because I'm accustomed to, you know, just getting out in the streets and talking to people on my radio show and, you know, any opportunity, but I have meetings constantly to educate people, but everything I do is self-generated. The fact that I might be participating in someone else's affair as a speaker, the other speakers are Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I have tried so hard to get to come with me to Washington to help me ban vaccines to no avail. And the others are all congressmen who are going to attend this, and one of them is the gentleman, Representative Bill Posey, who I sat down with regarding my legislation ban vaccines 2013. So it would be such a coup for me to be among these remarkable people as a speaker. I would love it, and I would also love to educate people with regard to how to get active. So let me do that right now with you, because Stuart apparently is either busy or he cannot call in. That's another problem. Sometimes, you know, censorship and all being what it is, perhaps he cannot call in. And that would be absolutely unfortunate, to put it mildly. But anyway, so activism. Let us talk about the different forms of activism you can do. Well, one form is what I do every day when I walk the dog. I pass out cards with information, informative websites on them. The cards that are the oldest that I have 3 sites on them. One of them is the National Vaccine Information Center, so people can find out what exemptions they can get in their state and how to get active legislatively in their state. There are 2 very important issues. And another one is the vaccine resistance movement, which I give to people and say, when you know enough, go to this site and find out the specifics. This gentleman writes reams of technical information, so I've always recommended him for non-beginners. And then another site is truthaboutgardasil.org, which Marianne Hollingsworth Green started. Joel Lord is the vaccine resistance movement, but truthaboutgardasil.org, because that is an optional vaccine. what they're doing, trying to, what they have proposed for the fifth time in New York State. I cannot believe that they will not give up on this, is to have children inoculated without parental consent for any vaccine related to a sexually transmitted disease. Well, we know the intent is to give the diseases they claim to prevent. So we really don't have any time here. We have either got to ban them or just give our children over to every horrid outcome. So this is the legislation that we have ever looming in New York, is that our children, without our knowledge, because if they don't need your consent, they don't need your knowledge, being administered these vaccines. Now, of course, they might have the right to refuse, but how can a child stand against the system? They're leaving them to stand against the system. And if a child resists, is this cause for Children's Protective Services to be called? Is it cause to give them psychotropic drugs to get them thinking right? So you see where this is all going. It's very morbid. I want also to interview Jeffrey John Osterheide. Of truthfact.com, because he's written many articles about the police state and vaccinations. And I think it's extremely important to speak about this issue, because even if you don't understand, the thing is, it's all being pumped into our kids. And our children are not going to survive it, as you can see by our rating of 68th in the world. The USA is 68th in the world in children's survival on the day that they're born. So if they do survive it, they won't be well. They couldn't be well. And I will post the ingredients, the diseases that result, and the intent under this radio program in the comment area. I've done it many times. I'll keep doing it till people understand what's really going on, and I can't do it fast enough. So, all right, where was I? I don't know. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. So, I guess Stuart Rhodes completely forgot about me, or they're not allowing him to call into the show. That has happened too. So I may have to switch to a new radio provider, program provider, just so that this doesn't happen again, if this indeed is what's happening. But I know I was so excited for my birthday to interview him. And what I was saying in terms of Peace Party, which is a New York State committee that I started to cease for peace, my daughter said she had to run, and she was creating a website for me, and she said, well, Mommy, I don't only have time to put up one link for Peace Party. And this will surprise people, because people think of the Oath Keepers as libertarians. But in fact, she said to me, what one link shall I put up? And I said, put up the Oath Keepers and the ten oaths they will not break. I believe that this gentleman is trying to give us a huge heads up in terms of what's coming. And this was back in, Lord knows how many years ago this was, maybe 2009, maybe 2008. So the one link I had up on my Peace Party website was the Oath Keepers' oaths that they will not break. And I think it's important for people to speak to police officers and to say to them, are you an Oath Keeper? Because, quite frankly, all it's the oaths are is oaths to respect the citizenry. So this is what we will not do to Americans. And I think that it's extremely important, and it was important before we knew it was important, and it's still and ever more important. So I will leave you with that thought and say that I am 53 today, and I'm feeling every bit of it. In fact, I'm feeling every bit of 63 today, but I'm in high spirits for no good reason, okay? I'm in high spirits for no good reason. All the very best to you, my listeners. I'm so sorry that our scheduled guest, Stuart Rhodes, was not available, but I will have him on again, even if I have to switch radio stations to achieve it. Cheerio. Happy birthday to me, and I hope all of you have a lot of success in any of the activism that you are trying to generate, because it's difficult. There are many setbacks, but I just keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on the prize, and I do believe we will succeed. Cheerio.